extending the payroll tax cut was a priority for the president and for congressional Democrats in order to help boost the very fragile recovery. We also wanted to extend unemployment insurance to folks who continue to be out of work through no fault of their own. And there was also something called the Doc Fix to make sure that seniors who are on Medicare will continue to have doctors willing to participate. So we were very intent on getting that through. Unfortunately, our Republican colleagues demanded originally very deep cuts to pay for parts of the package, especially the UI package, unemployment insurance, from federal employees. In addition to a freeze, they wanted to hit existing federal employees with significant new contributions to their pension plans. All told, it would have amounted to a significant pay cut for existing federal employees. Senator Cardin and I were able to use our influence as part of the conference committee. We were both assigned to be conferees to the negotiations. We were able to use our influence to prevent any current federal employees from being hit by this package. However, the package does require future federal employees beginning January of 2013 to increase the contribution they would make to their retirement account. Currently, federal employees put in 0.8%. This would add 2.3% contribution for a total of 3.1% out of a total that's taken out of payroll for retirement of a little under 13%. So the good news was we avoided having any current employees take a hit. The bad news is that Republicans did, even on this temporary measure, go into the federal retirement system, future federal retirement system. And our view is that federal employees are willing to do their share as part of deficit reduction, but they shouldn't be singled out and unfairly targeted, as we believe this measure was. Yeah.
And do you think that this will inhibit federal agencies' ability to recruit and hire in the future?
Well, that's a danger, and that's a real concern that was expressed by many of us who represent federal employees, and we urged our colleagues to take the long view here, which is that we need to be able to continue to attract bright young people to federal service. And if the compensation they receive from the federal government is not competitive with what they can get in the private sector, the federal government will lose out over time. Now, there are a lot of folks in the Congress, including some of our Republican colleagues, who, you know, they say the federal government's not good at doing certain things, and then they set out to make that happen by not providing the resources necessary to do the job in some cases. It's a very short-sighted approach to hit the federal workforce because we need to be able to attract new people to federal service, and especially as the economy improves, there will be a lot more options for people, and we do not want the result to be a federal government that can't perform its essential and important duties.
So now we have a defined pension benefit, and we also have a defined contribution, and there has been talk about going fully to defined contribution, but not defined benefit, which is how industry tends to be right now. So are you going to try to make sure that at least the defined pension benefit stays in place as it does for FERS and CERS employees?
Yes. Look, right now the federal entire retirement system is built on a three-legged stool. People participate in Social Security, at least some of the current FERS system, they participate in Social Security. Then there's the defined the contribution piece, the 401k piece, and then there's the defined benefits, which we're talking about now. And it is certainly our goal to maintain all three legs of that retirement stool.